Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يا ابن آدم، ما كسبت فوق قوتك فأنت فيه خازن لغيرك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, whatever you earn beyond your basic needs, you will only keep vigil over it for others.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the infallible and immaculate Imam, of course, whose persona has not only survived, but it has increased in its potency, if you will, over the centuries, where even now, after the passing of 1,000 years, His Eminence's persona is something which can be learned from, it is something that can be practically applied in our lives, and is a persona which every single righteous human being strives to be like. So we have something very interesting in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it is the concept of contentment. So this concept of contentment, of satisfaction, of being content with one, with what one has. Of course, this is something that is very beautifully manifested in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, of course, His Eminence was content with what the Almighty Allah had provided for him. Now, of course, being content with what the Almighty Allah has provided us with, this does not mean that we do not work, or that we do not put forth an effort, or that we do not strive to acquire our sustenance and our rizq. This by no means does that mean being content. You should and we must work towards getting our sustenance. We must strive and work hard in order to make our daily living. But sometimes, you know, no matter how hard you push, there is a certain financial status or a financial level in which we are kind of stuck in, you know, some kind of, and so, you know, some very basic type of stuff. For example, you know, when it comes to becoming a billionaire, most probably, no matter how hard we work, we won't be able to attain that financial status of being a billionaire or even a millionaire for that matter. But being content is that, you know, after you work hard and you strive and you struggle to earn, you know, your daily bread and to earn a livelihood, whatever you have, you are content with that. You know, you don't greed for more. And that's what is the important thing here. You know, we find that we learn, at least from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's interesting that this is also a piece of advice that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had put forth to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam very beautifully manifested this throughout his life. That was that the wealthiest of all people is one who satisfies themselves with that which Allah has given to them. And so truly a person is wealthy if they are happy with what they have. But a person can be incredibly wealthy, but because they are not satisfied, they are not content, they are not happy with what they have, they end up becoming the poorest of all people. A very interesting lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi waqbal thanayi wajma' bayni wa bayna awliyayi.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadeer.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You and I, brothers and sisters, should be Muslims of action. We should be willing to give our wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to hoard it. We should be willing to give our tongue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we're not ready for it, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that movement by which to give our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nothing else is valuable. I'm going to read very briefly the will of Imam Ali alayhi salam to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This will he wrote right after the Battle of Siffin. When he comes back, I can just see this image of a man who has ruled as a Khalifa for 4 years and 9 months. And in those 4 years of treachery, that the enemy attacked him so much, he spent every second doing good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second doing good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a second did this man pass by which he gave his did not give his soul fi sabilillah. That's why Allah says, follow him. Why was Muawiyah such an enemy of his? Why did Muawiyah prepare this assassination of Imam Ali? People say Imam Ali alayhi salam was hit by a Khariji by the name of Ibn Muljim. Ibn Muljim, the Khawarij, were created by Muawiyah. The institution of the Khawarij was created by Muawiyah. Muawiyah created this as a smokescreen to keep Imam Ali busy so that his authority should remain. But Imam Ali worked hard to remove him. But the people didn't help him. Imam Ali mentions in Siffin, he said, I will trade 10 of my soldiers for one of Muawiyah's soldiers. For their dedication to serve Muawiyah, but mine are half-hearted. What a message! When Imam speaks like that, I think he's talking about me. When Imam says, I will trade 10 of mine, I think one of those 10 is me. And I'm ashamed. When Imam says that I came in this world to serve you, I am a being that Allah has chosen, not ordinary. The Imam, the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib is Sha'air Allah, is Dhikr, Dhikrullah. People who say this shafa'a and tawassul, they haven't understood the message. To mention the name of Imam Ali is dhikr of Allah, because when you look at him, he does nothing but takes you to Allah. He never takes you to himself. He never says, worship me. He never says, how great I am. He never does any of that. He keeps taking us to the Prophet and Allah. Keeps taking us to the Prophet and Allah. So why should he not be remembered? Why should we not remember him? Why should we not mention him? Why should we not live like him?
For listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.